ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 31st Chapter, Text 23. Maitreya Vacha Iti Prachetaso Rajan Anyas Cha Bhagavat Kata Shravayitva Brahma Lokam Yayo Swayambhuvo Muni Maitreya Vacha Iti Prachetaso Rajan Anyascha Bhagavat Katha Shravita Brahma Lokam Yayo Swayambhuvo Muni Maitreya Vacha Iti Prachetaso Rajan Anyascha Bhagavat Katha Shravita Brahma Lokam Yayo Swayambhuvo Muni. Maitreya Vacha Iti Prachetaso Rajan Anyascha Bhagavat Katha Shravita Brahma Lokam Yayao Swayambhuvo Muni Maitreya Vacha Iti Prachetaso Rajan Anyascha Bhagavat Katha Shravita Brahma Lokam Yayo Swayambhuvo Muni Maitreya Vacha Iti Prachetaso Rajan Anyascha Bhagavat Katha Swavita Brahma Lokam Yayo Swayambhuvo Muni Maitreya Vacha Iti Prachetaso Rajan Anyascha Bhagavat Katha Swavita Brahma Lokan Yayo Swayambhuvo Muni Ladies Maitreya Vacha Maitreya said Iti Thus Prachetasa The Prachetas Rajan O King Anya Others Cha Also Bhagavat Katha Topics about the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shravaitva, after instructing, Brahmalokam to Brahmaloka, Yayo went back, Swayambhuva, the son of Lord Brahma, Muni, the great sage. Translation. the great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear King Vidura, Sri Narad Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, thus described all these relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the Prachetas. Afterward, he returned to Brahmaloka." Please repeat. The great sage Maitreya continued, "My dear King Vidura, Sri Narad Muni, the son of Lord Brahma, thus described all these relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the Prachetas. Afterward, he returned to Brahmaloka." Purport. One has to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a pure devotee. The Prachetas got this opportunity from the great sage Narada, who told them of the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So a very short purport by Srila Prabhupada. And the message is that one must hear about Krishna from a pure devotee of the Lord, just as the Prachetas heard from Narada Muni. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is based upon the first of the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. There are nine processes of devotional service, and they are all based upon hearing, as Srila Prabhupada would often explain. Without hearing properly and sufficiently, then there is no question of kirtanam, or speaking, or preaching. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu. By Shravanam, by kirtanam regularly or continually, then automatically there is smaranam. If you're always hearing of something, always chanting of something, then naturally your mind will remember that subject matter. We are very small living entities, anu atma, and our consciousness is therefore also small. The nature of our existence or our consciousness is we can become absorbed in something even very, very small and forget about everything else. We see that people are absorbed in thinking about a great variety of subject matters. Those who are politicians are always thinking about politics. Those who are in the film industry are always thinking about movies and film stars. those who are sports people or sports fans are always thinking about sports, and devotees are always thinking about the topics of Krishna consciousness. So, that is our choice. Krishna consciousness in Bhagavad Gita is also called Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi means intelligence. Intelligence is the facility or the faculty we have of discrimination. At every moment, by use of our intelligence, we can choose to think of this or think of that, to do this or to do that. So it is described in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahu shakha hyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Those who are resolute in their determination to become Krishna conscious, their intelligence is one. But those who are not so resolute, or in other words, those who are materialistic persons, their intelligence is many-branched. So Srila Prabhupada says here, one must hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a pure devotee. Pure devotee is described Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma janavritam. A pure devotee is one who has no other desire. Anya abhilash means other desire. Shunyam, finished. Srila Prabhupada would often encourage his disciples, finish up your business in this material world, in this lifetime. Finish up your business. It is as if we have come to this world for some business, but not Krishna's business, some other kind of business. This is often perplexing. We often wonder, why did I come to this material world? Why did we come to this material world? Instead of remaining in the spiritual world where life is all blissful and eternal, why did we come to this miserable material world? Well, the hint is given in Bhagavad Gita, Ichcha Dvesha Samutena Dvandva Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Samoham Sarge Janti Parantapa. Everyone, we enter this material world, Ichcha Dvesha Samutena, being overcome by desires. And repulsion also. There's always two sides. This is the world of duality. Ichcha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. So, by use of good intelligence, now we have sufficient experience of material existence. Everyone sitting here, we have had sufficient experience of material existence, and we have come to understand that the statement of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, that this is dukhalaya ashashatam, is actually a very nasty and miserable condition of life. Of course, it may appear that some people are doing very well. In youth, one may have beauty. One may also have sufficient opulence or wealth, fame, but ashashatam, it will not remain. In any case, the end of the road is death. Sometimes they're seen in a movie. Some people are in a boat or a raft going down a rapidly moving river. But then they see ahead there is a waterfall, a drop. So they're in a very precarious position. So our position is like that. We are floating down through time in the river of this life. But the end is not pleasant. Srila Prabhupada, in his final days, he number of times said to his disciples, don't think that you will not be in this condition. Even though most of us here, not me of course, but you are very young. And I remember when I was young also, the tendency is just to forget about it. Oh, that's such a long time. Who cares for that? But that is the miserable condition, the most miserable condition of material existence. Of course, there are four: janma, mritu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosh, anudarshanam. We should always consider, Krishna says, we may think that materialistic life can be very nice. Oh, it would be very nice if I was there, if I was doing this, if I had this. But don't forget, you'll always be plagued in material existence by these four miseries. Again, birth, such a miserable condition, packed up in the mother's womb, becoming conscious at 7 months, then being pushed out, experiencing such pain, the baby almost dies. Then death, always a painful experience, preceded by invalidity, so many diseases. The miserable condition of old age. So one should never forget that this is always there in materialistic existence. So by intelligence, one can decide, all right, let me finish up my business in this material world. Let me take shelter of the spiritual master, of the pure devotee. Let me hear from Srila Prabhupada about Krishna. Let me become absorbed in mind, in Krishna consciousness, so that there is every hope that at the end of this life, I can get out of this miserable condition of repetition of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. So that is explained in Bhagavad Gita, that yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chajati ante kalevaram tam tam evaiti konteya sada tadbhava bhavita. Srila Prabhupada explains that even now we are developing our next body according to our mental condition, which manifests as physical activities. And the crucial time is the moment of death, because at the moment of death, when the body can no longer sustain us, the subtle body will carry us to our next condition. So according to the development of the subtle body, or according to the condition of the mind, at the time of death, we will attain that state of being. Perhaps you all have the experience, at least when I was a very small child, I used to think, how did I get this kind of body? Why wasn't I born more handsome or more strong, more athletic? Why? Everyone would like to have three things: Satchidananda, eternal existence, no one wants to die, full knowledge, and blissful existence, no miseries, only happiness. Once Srila Prabhupada is talking to someone and explaining about our nature. This is clearly our nature. He said, nobody wants to die. This indicates that our nature is that we are eternal. Why have you come here to talk to me? You want to learn something, because that is our nature, Sat-Chit. And Ananda, why have I placed this nice bouquet of flowers on my desk? Because I want to see something very nice, enjoy something. Sat-Chit Ananda, that is our nature. So, we can attain that existence if at the time of quitting this body, antakale, Krishna says, antakale chamameva smaran mukta kalevaram. If at the time of death someone is thinking of me, antakale chamameva smaran mukta kalevaram, yaprayati samadbhavam, yati nastyatra sankshayaha. He will attain my existence, my nature. Of that, there is no doubt. Tasmat means therefore. Therefore what? Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmara. And he's talking to Arjuna, yuja cha. Therefore, if at the time of death, whatever your mind is absorbed in, that will carry you to the next body. And if by absorbing your mind, Krishna says, in me, you will come back to me. Therefore, you should always think of me. And at the same time, he's telling Arjuna, fight. Because we must execute our duties. We have got this material body. And according to the type of body we have some particular duty to perform. That duty cannot be avoided. We must perform our duty, but at the same time, we should be in Krishna consciousness. If we are always thinking of Krishna, or if we are always in Krishna consciousness, then there is certainly the best chance that at the time of death, we can be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Of course, it must be very difficult. Imagine it is your last hour, laying on your deathbed, there may be so many pains, voices choked up, mind is very disturbed, and you're understanding, I'm dying, must be at that time very difficult to think of Krishna. But still we must force. Therefore, who was it that prayed Was it Yamunacharya that prayed, "My Lord, may I give up my life now that I am in a healthy condition. At the time of death, it will be very difficult. Better I give up my life now while I'm in sound body and mind. I can very easily absorb my mind in you." So, of course, that is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. That is the purpose of this Sri Sri Radha Rasabhi Hari Mandir, is to give everyone the chance, especially those who are living here, the chance to keep the mind always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And this is achieved by always hearing from the pure devotee, hearing from Srila Prabhupada, which essentially means to study very carefully Srila Prabhupada's books and then discuss them, discuss what you have read in the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada often explained, association is very powerful and very conducive. That's why everywhere there's a stockbrokers association, there's this association, that association. When you're in the association of like-minded persons, then it's very easy to advance in that particular field. So Krishna consciousness can be very best executed in the association of devotees. In fact, without the association of devotees, it is practically impossible to remain in Krishna consciousness. So in the beginning, we should study Bhagavad Gita very carefully. Srila Prabhupada explained, Bhagavad Gita is the beginning study. Then Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study, and then Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study. So Bhagavad Gita we should read and study and discuss very carefully. Everything is there, basically, in Bhagavad Gita to bring us to the last point, sarva dharman parichaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Of course, we have all come to that point, all of you living in the temple, given up all other dharmas, student dharma, job dharma, society dharma, whatever, and just taken shelter of Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita is very, very nice. It is transcendental sound vibration. We may have difficulty sitting and chanting our 16 rounds. We can chant only so much, very difficult for a conditioned soul to chant continuously. But this Bhagavad Gita is also not different from Krishna. It is Bhagavad Gita, spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So, along with chanting Hare Krishna, we can also chant the verses of Bhagavad Gita, understand their meaning very carefully, and discuss with our friends. Of course, this is natural. We all have our friends in the temple, and we spend a lot of time talking with our friends. If we are actually very serious to advance in Krishna consciousness, our discussion with our friends should be much about what we have read in Bhagavad Gita. Of course, this is not the tendency, I know from experience. Tendency is that when we are with friends, we want to talk about what the leading devotees, they did this, they are talking that, they want us this is not fair, something. There are so many things. That is always there. That will go on, but actually there is not any amrita in that. There's no ananda there. The real ananda is in becoming absorbed in the transcendental sound vibration. Our position is that we are very, very fallen. We are fallen very low. I was thinking to say that in the beginning, to explain that I am not Bhima. Of course, you all know that very well. All are the temple devotees sitting here, very few from outside. It was advertised that Bhima would give class. So someone might think, I am Bhima. Or I could say, well, I am Bhima, but I have just assumed the form of Purnaprajna Das. That is possible by many highly developed living beings. Just like I was reading in Ramayana, that Lord Brahma, he ordered the demigods to beget offspring, children, upon the female monkeys, upon the apsaras, upon different classes, in the form of monkeys. And they must have the power to be able to change their form at will. When Ram and Lakshman were searching for Sita after she had been kidnapped by Ravan, they came to where Sugriva was staying along with Hanuman. Sugriva was very afraid of them, so he sent Hanuman to meet Ram and Lakshman. So Hanuman assumed the form of a sage and came before Ram and Lakshman to ascertain their identities. So this was possible, but our condition is we are very, very fallen. We see that in the battle at Kurukshetra, Bhishma, his body was pierced by arrows, and still he did not die. It was described there was no place where you could put two fingers in between the arrows on his body. They were covering his body so closely. But he had the benediction from his father that he would only die at his own will, at his own choice. So, such a powerful being, if we just have one cavity in our tooth, we may be so disturbed. What to speak of arrows all over our body. We are in such a fallen condition. So this is, of course, a great misfortune to be so fallen, but everything can be utilized for an advantage also. Because if we actually can appreciate our fallen condition and accept it, then we can pray to the Lord with great feeling that, my Lord, I am so fallen. Please help me to fix my mind upon the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Please engage me nicely in your service. Please give me a taste for studying Bhagavad Gita. Janmaishwarya Shuta Shri Bhir Edamana Madapuman Naivarhatya Bidhatum Vaitvam Akinshana Gocharaha. This is prayer of Queen Kunti in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada especially was fond of lecturing on the prayers of Queen Kunti, and these lectures were made into a book, Prayers of Queen Kunti. So in these prayers, Queen Kunti has said, Janma, very aristocratic birth in a high family, Aishwarya, great wealth, Shruta, high education, Shri Bhi, great beauty, This is what everyone wants. Why is everyone working so hard? Money, 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 money. Aishwarya. Of course, Janma, they have got whatever Janma. And Shruta, going to the colleges, trying to become educated. And Sribhi, of course, person is born with so much beauty or lack of it, but beauty is worshipped. Now even the Times of India newspapers, half of it is just beauty, 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 beauty. This star did this, this one did this, everywhere. So these are the things that everyone wants, but Queen Kunti said, this is a great disqualification. Janmaishwarya Shruta Shri Bhir Edamana Mada Puman. Edamana means it increases. Mada means bewilderment, madness. Edamana Mada Puman of people. When you're born in a very good family, very high family, when you have a lot of money, when you have so many degrees after your name, when you're very beautiful or very handsome so that people practically worship you, you become intoxicated. Naivahati abhidhatum vai tvam akinchana gochara. Such persons never can chant your holy name with true feeling. Oh my Lord, I am so fallen. Please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me as a piece of dust, as an atom at your lotus feet. Such persons intoxicated by these material opulences can never pray or never chant the holy name like that. Of course, such persons may come to the temple or in their home, they may have some religious function, and they may chant Krishna, Krishna, but not with that kind of devotion. So Kunti Devi says, Tvam akinchana gocharaha. You are only attained by those who are akinchana. Akinchana. Kinchana means something. Something. And akinchana means nothing. Those who possess nothing or are completely freed of the false ego, aham, mama, that I am this body, that this is mine. Only one who is akinchana, he can go to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya also said, only one who is humbler than a blade of grass and more tolerant than the tree, only he can chant the holy name of the Lord properly or continuously. So, this is a gradual cultivation. You're all mostly quite young. You have many, many years. Don't be discouraged. Progress may seem to be slow. But Prabhupada would say, slow but sure, this is very good. So take advantage of this human birth. Take advantage of the Srila Prabhupada's books and the association of devotees. In this way, make your life successful and try to give this understanding to others according to their capacity. Oh, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Yes?
Why Krishna used facility to the demigods to enjoy material life also and at the same time do bhakti also?
Well, the demigods are devotees. otherwise, without being devotee, how they could be posted in responsible positions. But they are given facility for heavenly enjoyment because that is their desire. As we described, the pure devotee is anya bilasita shunyam. But the demigods, they are called sakam bhakta. They are bhakta, but sakam. They are with desires. So in the Bhagavatam, there's a nice verse, akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Doesn't matter, you may be without material desires, you may be full of all material desires, or you may desire liberation, but in any case, just if you are very intelligent, you will execute devotional service to the Supreme Lord very strongly. So Srila Prabhupada has also said, the six Goswamis there described as dira dira janapriya. Six Goswamis were dear to the pious and to the ruffians also. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada said this Krishna consciousness is also meant for everyone, meant for the dira and the adira, meant for all kinds of persons. So Krishna gives facility. If you want to be a devotee, at the same time you want to experience material enjoyment, Krishna gives the facility to become a demigod. Well, how would I know? The demigods, it is said the demigods, they pray for a birth in Bharatvarsha. Because it is generally explained, in the position of the being in the heavenly planets, you cannot get Krishna prema. You cannot advance well. Too much enjoyment. In such an atmosphere, mind cannot remain fixed on Krishna, all of the apsaras and so on. So it is said sometimes the demigods, they pray they can take birth in Bharatvarsha because here there is the best facility for getting Krishna prema or going back home, back to Godhead. Here there is some material enjoyment. There's also a lot of material miseries. Here it is more difficult to become so enamored as to forget the true face of material existence. All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.